Hi, my name is Brian, and my daughter's name is Olivia.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle, and we came to Johns Hopkins Children's Center because Olivia was diagnosed with bladder extrophy.
Do you feel the same when I'm away from you? Do you know the line that I'd walk for you?
Initially, when Brian and I started potty training Olivia, it was constantly dripping. She was always wet. There were severe diaper rashes. Like, we're talking like open wound diaper rashes.
Oh, the storm is raging against us now. If you're afraid of falling, then don't look down.
She had a cystoscopy and a whole bunch of tests done just to see what was going on.
Her bladder was further up in her abdomen than it was supposed to be. Hers is extrophy, but she has a skin variant, so her skin on her stomach was covering it, so she looked completely normal.
Olivia's pelvis didn't fully fuse, so her hips were fractured in four places and had six pins drilled in her hips and have what they call a fixator to rotate her hips together. She has no muscle to contract and to hold that bladder neck closed, and that's where it's just nonstop coming right up.
She was born without a urethra, so basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to see if the bladder will hold urine. That's when the bladder neck reconstruction happens after the fact.
We're walking the wire, love. We're walking the wire, love.
Olivia's surgery probably took 12 to 13 hours. We were here for 8 weeks total. Brian had to fly back and forth. And without all of the nurses, I wouldn't have survived because I was by myself.
There's nights we had to just walk away.
And I slept on the floor of Olivia's hospital room.
And there's tears we cry, but those tears will fade.
I would not leave. I would not go outside.
It's a price you pay when it comes to love.
Until Olivia could go outside.
And we'll take what comes. Take what comes.
We're behind eight ball, but guess what? We're going to do everything that we can now to help her moving forward, so she will have the best way of life that she knows.
We're walking the wire, love. We're walking the wire, love. We've got to be higher up. We're walking the wire, wire, wire.
Everyone says their goodbyes, kisses her. To say goodbye to her, just like laying on that table, just was like terrifying. And then they brought Brian and I into the PICU to see Olivia, and like just seeing her lay there with like pins drilled in her hips and cords coming out of everywhere, and I just felt my feet come out from under me, and I was holding onto the bed because we had just like consciously made this decision to put her in this position.
Well, I take your hand when thunder roars, and I hold you close, I stay the course.
Oh my God, I'll never forget the moment that she stood for the first time. She just smiles. Oh, I'm standing. And then it was like, oh, can I run now? I can run. I'm going to do this.
We're walking the wire. We're walking the wire.
Oh yeah, I believe in miracles. 100%. Johns Hopkins Children's Center restores your faith in humanity. This is going to these children who are living these lives day in and day out, who just want to be kids. So help them be kids.
Hi, my name is Olivia.
Thank you so much.